Well, I want to welcome everybody to another edition of the Gang of Four on Earth and Industry Radio. And executive editor Tim Hurst actually decided or suggested this topic for today's podcast. Given that it's January, he thought it might make sense for the group to issue predictions for 2010 as they relate to Earth and Industry and to try to do something related to our own backgrounds. So today we have with us Tim Hurst, the executive editor of Earth and Industry, contributors Maria Surma Manca, Jeff McIntyre Strasberg, and I'm David Westcott. So let's just get right into it. Tim, why don't we start with you? Predictions for 2010 for Earth and Industry.
You bet. Considering how much I always sort of criticize the whole prediction thing, I'm surprised that I even came up with this idea, but nonetheless, I did. So, what really strikes me is in terms of what we've seen transpire in the last 2 months, both at Copenhagen as well as in our own Congress, basically, we're sort of seeing a lack of real leadership on energy and climate. And so what I see coming in the year ahead is cities and states and other non-national actors continuing to take the lead in terms of energy and climate policy. So, what struck me this week, two stories popped out of Colorado, one of which is that they're actually going to be increasing their renewable portfolio stat, or there is a bill that's being introduced that would increase the renewable portfolio standard to 30% by, I think, 2020 or 2025, because they already got to their previous standard way ahead of schedule. So, and then there's another sort of innovative idea coming out of the state, and that's a community solar gardens, and that would essentially allow renters and condo owners and people who live in apartments to own solar and to get in on the incentives that are available to them, basically by owning a piece of a solar farm that's, off-site. Maybe might be at the end of the block, might be at the outside of town. And there's lots of different sort in the transportation field, and renewables and energy efficiency. We're really seeing states and cities step up and take the lead. So what I predict for the year ahead is that to continue to happen. In the states and cities that want to push this stuff, they're going to pull ahead even further. The states that maybe have been reluctant are just going to stay exactly where they are. And when federal legislation eventually does come down the pike, I think it's going to be even more difficult for those states who haven't gotten on board to get on board with the federal legislation. That's in a nutshell what I got.
Well, that's depressing. Thanks so much. Well, it's an interesting angle, and I hope to maybe read a little bit more about these solar farms and solar gardens
Yeah.
on Earth and Industry sometime. I hope you'll have a chance to
Well, you
write about
will.
that. That's great. Maria Surma Manca, what do you think is we can expect to see in 2010?
Mine's not all that rosy either, I guess. But well, it depends. Depending on how the global climate talks this next round goes and whether any meaningful targets and commitments come out of it. If not, I think we're going to start to hear more organizations and even especially governments like low-lying, island nations and things like that talk more and more about adaptation and what we're going to have to do to be able to handle these warmer temperatures that are coming.
So, adaptation, the U.S. Marine Corps would probably like that. You adapt and you improvise. I'm not so sure that island nations would share that view.
Right.
But that's an interesting angle, and I've seen a little bit about that, but that's a really keen insight. I hadn't really thought about it in quite that way.
Hopefully, we don't have to talk about it if something actually gets done in a few months.
That would be nice.
I don't see the two being mutually exclusive. I'd really like to see if we just focus on slowing down emissions and don't even think about adaptation, I think we're in for some unpleasant surprises.
That's true, because the point is not about stopping global warming at this point, it's about slowing it.
Wow, you guys are really bumming me out.
Jeff's gonna have the best prediction, I bet.
There you go.
Oh well. Okay. I don't know about that, but I'm gonna go in a completely different direction here. And I think this kind of came out of the Massachusetts election and how I'm seeing the Democrats reacting. Particularly Obama taking on a bit more of a populist tone. I think this is going to be the year of green jobs where, we had quite a bit of that last year, but I really think you're going to see a focus on Main Street economics in general and green jobs being the way to hopefully, you know, I don't know if they can make a huge dent in the unemployment rate in a year's time with the midterm elections coming up. But I think the message that got through from that election is we got to start paying attention to what's going on with, you know, the average person here, because they're mad and they see large corporations getting a hand, but they're not getting a hand. I pulled up my Google Reader as we were looking here. And again, the first item that comes up here, Idaho gets green job training grant. So I think you're going to see that being focused on really closely this year. And largely, I think it as a means of political survival for the Democrats. Maybe that's too strong, but at least trying to cut the losses that at this point, very early on, they see coming down the road with the midterm elections.
Well, that's sort of positive.
what actually happens, boy, you know, I'm not even going to try to predict that. But clearly, and I have seen a lot of news items lately about various grants being passed out and so forth. Not to mention that universities, community colleges, all sorts of training institutions are putting into place programs on various green job training programs. I think it could be a real positive thing. I mean, whether it will make a huge dent in the unemployment numbers, I don't know. But I think it's going to be – they're going to see it as sort of low-hanging fruit to handle that and then secondarily to show that they're addressing some of these other issues.
Well, I think that you're probably right about that. It's ironic. You see the news that comes out of your Google Reader, and interestingly enough, I'll bet a lot of that money that you're seeing that's being awarded to people came from the stimulus package.
I'm almost positive it did. I've mainly looked at headlines and the first few lines, but yeah, we are seeing that money trickling out more. You know, I mean, Obama's got his first anniversary here. He's certainly taken heat from both sides, but I think it's only half the story at this point.
Right. You can please don't even get me started about what happened in Massachusetts. As the native Bostonian on the call, I did get a tweet from a good friend of mine who actually works over at NIH right now, and he said, well, the upshot about it is you could hook wires up to Senator Kennedy's coffin and it'd be clean energy generated from all the spinning. I think that there's a lot of people who are really sort of shocked and disgusted about what happened there. And I don't try to hide my politics.
Massachusetts has a history of voting for moderate Republicans. It's not, unprecedented. What we usually see, though, is in the executive, so leading the state. I'm really surprised, considering what was on the line, what was at stake, that the Democrats still lost. Or maybe I'm not surprised, you know, she definitely didn't maybe play the best the best hand towards the end of her campaign, but you know, it's not unprecedented, but considering what was on stake, I'm equally surprised.
Yeah. Well, political analysis is probably for another Gang of Four podcast, but I can tell you that Probably the most significant decision that our government has provided in the last couple of weeks, or that, you know, that's been in the realm of politics, is hasn't really happened, I think, in an election. It happened this week at the U.S. Supreme Court, and this is my prediction for 2010, that companies are going to be flooding the airwaves with political advertisements that focus on climate change issues. And they are going to more than ever before link the Democratic agenda on climate change to jobs and the economy, and probably not in the most favorable light. I think that you can expect to see from the agriculture industries and from the energy industries and from a lot of other places, companies with this newfound right to basically speak their minds in direct campaign expenditures, you're going to see a lot of companies voicing their opinions on proposals to address climate change. And what I'm not so sure that I, or what I'm not going to predict, is that the supporters of strong climate change legislation will be willing or able to respond in kind. So we should brace ourselves for a lot of talk about how Democratic proposals for the environment are going to really kill jobs. And I think the burden is on people like the four of us to explain how that really isn't the case. So we'll see. I wish I could sort of provide the uplifting, merry, cheery alternative to, you know, to glum and cry or McSad pants over there. But that's my prediction for 2010. So I don't know if anybody has any, you know, I could sort of say, and I'll throw it out to the group here. Are there any green companies to watch in 2010? Does anybody have any sort of ideas as to what are the positives that we can see? Any company going to come up with something cool or anything like that?
What about the plug-in hybrid scheduled to roll out this year?
Something to look
forward to. Is the Volt coming out?
I'm not sure.
I think that's 2011.
Oh.
Yeah, I think the 2011 is actually going to be out by the end of this year.
Yeah, the 2011 models are going to come out today. September or October of 2010, don't they? In cars generally.
Great. So maybe some of the automakers, how they're talking about the plug-in hybrids and the buzz around that.
Well, okay. I feel good about that. Well, I hope that we haven't depressed the listeners too much in this edition of the Gang of Four podcast on Earth and Industry Radio. With that, I want to thank our contributors, Jeff McIntyre Strasberg and Maria Sermamanka, and our executive editor, Tim Hurst. And I'm David Westcott, and look forward to chatting again next time.